This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. The title of this podcast is a question. When will the stock market bubble delusion collide with the reality of the pandemic? It's an interesting question, right? And I'm recording this on Friday. I think it's February 7th. So you may not hear it for a few days. We'll see what happens between now and then. But as of today, the infection numbers are skyrocketing and the stock market is skyrocketing. Now, one of these is going to have to stop going up. One of them, sooner or later, has to stop going up. In fact, one of them has to go sharply down. Now, since there's only two lines we're talking about here, the growth of the pandemic infections and the growth of the stocks in the stock market, there are really only two scenarios to explore. One scenario is the pandemic ends. The infections, the new infections, go to zero. We achieve perfect containment in every country all around the world. And that the 20% per day growth rate that we're experiencing right now, or nearly 20%, stops, becomes zero. If that happens, and so that coronavirus line just plummets and goes down, then the stock market could keep going up because the bubble delusion will not be challenged by the supply chain crisis that this coronavirus pandemic is, of course, causing at the moment. Right now, there are 400 million Chinese. That's larger than the population of the United States, in case you're keeping track. 400 million Chinese are under quarantine or lockdown. Right now, entire cities are being shut down, such as Shenzhen is totally shut down now, as of tomorrow, according to the Chinese government. That's the southern big major industrial city near Hong Kong. Totally shut down. That's been added just today. 400 million Chinese who are not running the factories, who are not running the semiconductor manufacturing factories in particular. Supply chains are shutting down. Automobile manufacturers in Korea have just announced they are shutting down because, of course, they can't get components from China because ain't nobody running the semiconductor factories, to use a little bit of slang at you there. I know I don't normally talk like that, but who cares? I mean, it's a pandemic. Talk however I want. Nobody's there to run the factories. So there's nothing's being made. Nothing's being exported. And Apple has shut down the iPhone factory, the Foxconn factory in China as well, which means that all those liberals who love their iPhones, and I know that sometimes there are other people who love iPhones too. I'm not knocking you if you love your iPhone. Okay, I get it. It's fun. But iPhones are especially loved by leftists, and they're going to go into some kind of withdrawal, you know, addiction treatment panic because they're not going to get their new iPhones and they're going to have to make do with their old iPhones, which they hate. You know, people who buy iPhones, the first thing they want after they bought an iPhone is the next iPhone. And sadly, the components for that next iPhone are sitting on a factory floor somewhere in China, just collecting dust or maybe collecting coronavirus fragments. Who knows? But they're not being made into iPhones. All right, but scenario one is we get this under control. The virus goes away. Everything's back to normal. We can just keep wishing for a bigger and bigger bubble, and we can go ahead and pretend that that's economic growth. We can pretend that our pensions are going to be great because the bubble's making us all rich all at the same time. As I've said before, it's kind of like believing that we can create wealth by trading pieces of paper with each other. As long as those pieces of paper have larger and larger numbers written on them, we can all pretend, oh my God, we got massive millions retirement money, pensions. It's not really there once anybody starts to sell it. So, but the second scenario here is that the virus keeps going up. The infections keep rising exponentially. And if that happens, eventually the stock market has to go down. Because, of course, these reasons I've been mentioning, the supply chain crisis, total disruption of the supply chain, car manufacturers, appliance manufacturers, even home builders and many other companies, I mean, even transportation companies that rely on parts out of China and so on, even military contractors. Guess what? Not going to get parts. Maybe for a long time. We don't know how long this is going to go. And we don't know how many Chinese are going to be left after they finish burning all the bodies in their cremation ovens secretly. So it's anybody's guess right now whether we're talking about, you know, a couple million Chinese dead here or more. We don't know yet. We probably will never know thanks to the transparency of the communist Chinese government, which is about as honest as the left-wing media in America today. Actually, they are aligned on this very point. The media is running cover for the communist Chinese, if you can believe that. Everything's fine. Everything's under control. Even President Trump, he was like, yeah, President Xi is doing a great job keeping this contained. Now, I think he was mocking the Chinese president, frankly. I think Trump was trolling him. That's why I think that's hilarious. It's like, yeah, maybe the Russians can find Hillary's missing emails and President Xi is doing an awesome job in China. That's very Trumpian. I think he's mocking the guy, frankly, because it's a disaster in China. And Trump knows that too, but he's trolling him. That's hilarious. Nevertheless, eventually, as these infections continue to spread, the markets are going to be very heavily impacted. Now, right now, to give you some more concrete analysis, here's who's going to be impacted first. The travel industry, cruise ships, cruise lines. Right now, there are three cruise ships that have coronavirus infections on them. One is docked near Japan, one is near Hong Kong, and one is docking with New Jersey. Oh, fun. Airlines, any kind of tourism and travel industry companies are going to get hit very hard, but it's also going to be movie theaters. You know, the physical brick and mortar movie theater chains, malls, you know, festivals, places where people gather are going to be hit very hard. Concerts, anything like that. That's the first and most obvious wave. And especially as this starts to spread throughout America, if that's what happens here, I'm hoping it doesn't, but who knows, then you're going to start to see a lot of people bowing out of public events. Secondly, the semiconductor industry. The supply chain disruptions are already happening, which is why Apple is not going to be able to make iPhones for quite some time. But the semiconductor industry, even if you have manufacturers in Taiwan or Japan or Korea, they tend to rely on just root components that come out of China, where the manufacturing is dirt cheap and the profit margins are very slim, and the environmental regulations are basically non-existent or at least not enforced. So that whole industry shut down now, by the way, which begs the question, how's anybody going to make anything? And then you're going to get into the food and the supplements and the superfood industries. Guess what? A lot of that stuff comes from China. Now, of course, I know that industry very well. I'm the founder of healthrangerstore.com, as you know. And we have made it a point over the last several years. You've seen these icons on our site. China free means that this product contains nothing from China. We've actually reinforced that for several years now, and we have taken great steps to not source things from China. So guess who today has the materials for superfoods and supplements where a lot of companies are experiencing supply chain disruptions? Guess who? Oh, healthrangerstore.com, because we try not to source anything from China, even though there are probably a few things like certain goji berries because they're from the high mountains of Tibet and so on. But for example, our vitamin C doesn't come from China. Nearly all the vitamin C in the world comes out of China. We get our vitamin C that is meticulously sourced and actually very expensive from a company in the UK. And it's from a non-GMO source, certified. It's not from GMO corn. And so that vitamin C we have. And, you know, that's why it's more expensive, by the way. It's not from China. But a lot of the supplements out there, the amino acids, the herbal extracts, the vast majority of them are from China. The proteins, the minerals, they're all from China. There's a lot of stuff from India too, and some stuff is from Japan, but really the bulk of it is from China. Well, guess what? That's all getting disrupted now too, because same reason, nobody's running the factories anymore. So you're starting to see, at least at the sourcing level, disruptions in those products. And you're going to see that at the retail level soon. You're going to see products running out that you never expected were made in China. Trust me, it's going to shock you how much stuff comes out of China. And this is just going to spread until the virus is halted. Now, it will, eventually this virus will burn through the population and it will be done with at some point. You'll have dead people and you'll have survivors who are immune. That's basically the end game of where this goes. The question is, how many people die and what kind of economic disruptions happen in the meantime? And will it get bad enough that society really, really suffers? You know, logistics supply is key to keeping people alive in first world nations. And if these disruptions become severe enough, you're going to start to have secondary deaths from people due to lack of supplies, lack of medicine, lack of, you know, food and so on. How many pharmaceuticals are made in China right now? I don't know the answer to that, but I think it's a lot. It's a lot. So you're going to have shortages in those medicines and so on. So something to think about. Just remember this, in summary, out of the two things happening here, a rise in infections and a rise in the stock market, one of those two must reverse itself sooner or later. One of them is going to go down. Which one will it be? That's for you to decide. Obviously, we hope it's the infections that go down. But the markets are going to have to correct to the point of sanity at some point anyway. That's even independent of all this. It's just that the pandemic may actually accelerate that realization. But of course, that also depends on the people becoming aware of what's happening, which is exactly why the media is censoring all this, trying to keep people isolated from reality so that they will keep buying stocks with unlimited irrational optimism that Alan Greenspan called irrational exuberance. Oh, it's back. It's back with a vengeance. In fact, you could say that irrational exuberance is a pandemic that's spreading faster than the coronavirus because everybody is like FOMO, fear of missing out. They don't want to miss out on profits, so they're dumping all their money into it. Everybody's doing that. That's basically the definition of a bubble, and that's where we are. So we'll see what happens. Oh, there's also a scenario where both of these numbers crash, by the way, but at minimum, one of them has to go down. It could be both. We'll see. But stay informed. Read naturalnews.com. Also, check out brighteon.com. And check out our website, censored.news, which is a news aggregator. Real-time headlines from 48 websites that are censored. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.